Tell me what a cookie is.
A cookie is basically a small piece of information, a little file that will sit on a user's computer and will basically allow you to use a website in a really easy way. So it stores basic information about what you've done on a website.
What are some of the good things about cookies? What are some things they do?
So when you visit a website, you might be saving particular settings. The weather might be an example, setting the location of a weather. So you might set it as Brighton on a particular site. When you come back, it will remember that you've set that as Brighton. It might have a life cycle of a year. After a year, you might have to reset that. It might remember that you've set your accessibility settings to a font size of slightly bigger than normal and a background of yellow.
So it learns stuff about what you do with a website. Are there bad implications to that too?
Well, yes, there can be. So the negatives are that all of these seemingly unconnected pieces of information that are stored essentially create a digital fingerprint or footprint of what you've been doing across the internet. And that in itself can start to affect your privacy.
I see. And that, I guess, is why we're facing this thing called the cookie law. Can you tell me what the cookie law is?
Okay, so the cookie law is a formal bit of EU legislation that the UK signed up to last year. And came into force last year. We in the UK had 12 months to comply. Basically, what it means at a really simple level is that when you, as a website visitor, at the end of this month or after the end of this month, when you visit a website owner will have to ask you to consent to the use of cookies. So whereas before you would just go to a website, set your location as Brighton, set your text stuff to large and your background is yellow, you would essentially have to tick a box that says we can set those cookies on your, or you allow those cookies to be stored on your computer. Once you've set that, it will remember. But you have to consent to those cookies being used.
So we're going to see all these things pop up in front of us.
You could do, yeah. I don't think that there is going to be a consistent approach across the internet to how web managers and websites approach this. It may be a mix of pop-ups or light boxes or drop-down menus. It might simply be a link to a privacy policy. There's a whole range of things. There's a lot of conversation going on online at the moment as to how the best way of approaching this is. I suspect in the short term it will be a bunch of pop-ups in some form, which will be annoying.
Thank you very much. That's great.